Hi everyone! Today I wanted you guys to accompany me through a journey because I ordered some Japanese candy through Amazon, and I wanted to taste it with you guys. Well, I mean, not with you guys because you guys are not going to taste it, but it's like a variety of Japanese candy, and I'm really excited. So let's get right into it. I have a ton. Let me get right into it here. Let's take this. This is like a little red packet. Oof, this one looks a little weird. It's like a red packet that has some Japanese writing that I can't read. It's really flat. It's like a jerky. It looks like a jerky, kind of. Like, it has that little... It's flat like a jerky. And it looks like it has some sort of meat on it and, like, a leaf kind of thing. I'm going to take pictures so that you guys can see what I'm talking about. But, yeah, let's open it. Oh, hello. Yeah, that's really a lot like a jerky. It's really sticky. Ooh, gosh, it's coming apart. It's really sticky. Ooh, it smells really salty. It smells a little bit like soy sauce. It smells really salty and a little bit fishy. Yeah, it's definitely fishy. Let's taste it. Oh, it's very sticky. I was scared of this one, but it's actually really good. It is definitely fishy, but it's seasoned properly. Like, it's very well seasoned. And, oh fuck, it gets fishier the more you chew. And I like fish, but I'm not sure I would eat like tons of these. Like, it's a great novelty item, but definitely not for everyday kind of thing. Let's put that away. Okay, next one we have. It's a little piggy. It looks like ramen noodles inside. It's like a yellow and black and orange packet. And there's like a little piggy on it. And it looks like very dark ramen noodles. Okay, let's open it. Oh, yeah, it's really like ramen noodles. Let me smell it. It kind of smells like sweet ramen noodles. Like, it smells a little bit sweet. It smells really good. Let me taste it. That's weird. It tastes good. But I have a lot of trouble identifying what it tastes like. The seasoning is really good in it. I like it. Yum. I would definitely eat this, like, a lot. That's really, really good. I definitely recommend this one. Piggy. You're a good piggy. Okay, next one. I'm gonna take, this Kit Kat. It looks, I think it's a matcha green tea Kit Kat. Like, it's a tiny, tiny one. It's green. And of course it has some Japanese writing on it, which I can't read, like you guys know. But yeah, let's open it. Oh yeah, definitely green. Oh, and it smells like green tea. I don't usually like tea, but I've had a lot of like good reviews about this, so, you know, I'll try it. Yeah, very green tea-ish. Let's taste. See, that's really good. The Kit Kat, like the wafers, really counterbalance the green tea flavor. And gives it, I'm gonna be all like cook-ish, but it gives it like a great dimension. It's really nice. I like it. I'm actually gonna eat the second half of it. Well, rather a quarter of a bar. Okay. Next, what do I eat next? Okay. So we have this. I have no idea what it is. It's like a white packet with like people like harvesting things, I guess. With some, I think that's Chinese actually. I don't think that's Japanese. Yeah, I think that's Chinese. It looks Chinese. Writing? Yeah, I really don't have anything to say about this one. It's really, I have no idea what it is. It could be anything in there. It feels like, it feels really light. Okay, let's open it. It's really hard to open. Okay. Ooh. It's like little croutons things. Like, it's very, very light. It smells very cornish. It smells good. I think that's gonna be good. Let's taste. That's delicious. Yum. I like this one a lot. Like a lot, a lot. That's really good. It tastes like corn, basically. Very light, and it looks like it would make a great snack. I like it. I really like this one. I would eat this one any day of the week. Next. Those look really intriguing. There's like a little octopus on it, and the only English writing that's on it is Texas corn. And it looks like little puff balls, but with kind of like seasonings or herbs on it. It looks interesting. It's like a blue packet. Let's open it. Ooh, one pill. Okay. I don't know what that smells like. It smells good. It smells salty. It smells a little bit like ketchup-y, I guess. I don't know. Let me taste it. Oh, yum. That's good. It tastes so much like corn. And it, like, melts in your mouth. Like cheese puffs. It's so good. It's so well seasoned. I love it. I want so much of it. Saving this for later, definitely. That's so good. I love it. Okay, let's continue. What are these? These are like, it's like a little sachet, and there's so much going on the packaging that I don't even know what the fuck this is. It looks like Pop Rocks. Well, it like feels like Pop Rocks, but I don't know. Okay, let me open it. Okay, what does it smell like? Oh, it smells like grape. Oh god, like that smell of grape was like overwhelming. It has like some colored shards, like purple kind of shards, but it also has some like little pill things. It looks like little pills. Okay, I took a handful of like little purple shards and little pill things, and I say pill, not pill. What the hell am I saying? Some like pills. They're like pink, white, and yellow. Okay, let me put them all in my mouth. That's what she said. Oh yeah, Pop Rocks. Oh hi. Oh god. I didn't put that much in my mouth. Jesus Christ. Ah! It's popping so much. That's what she said. I don't know why she would say that, though. Mmm. Ah. That kind of hurts. It's sweet, though. And it tastes nice. Little pill things that I mentioned earlier don't seem to pop. No, they don't pop. I don't know what they do. Ah, I need to chew it. That's really hard. That's what she said. God damn it, I'm the most immature person on the freaking planet. Okay. Next thing. If I can swallow this. Okay. It's called Sarami. It's like a little, it feels like a Cheeto, like a cheese puff. It's like an orange packet with like a little character on it. Huh, looks interesting. Let's open it. Ooh. Oh yeah, ooh. I hate that texture. Oh. Oh, it smells weird. That smells so weird. It smells like beef. Oh, it smells like not beef, pork. It smells like a sausage. It's very round. It's very big. Okay. Let's taste it. Oh, yum. That's so good. Oh, I love it. I take back everything I said about you, Sarami. I know it's not Sarami, it's like Sarami or something, but like, you know, whatever. Oh, it's so good. Oh my gosh, I'm saving the rest of this for later. It's really, really good. It's like salty, and it tastes a little bit like meat. Like, it tastes a little bit like sausage, but like, it's not enough to bother me. It's really good. Okay, next candy. I have those little pill things. They're like tiny little pills that are yellow, blue, and red. And there's like a little character. And it's really cute. It's really cute. Okay. Let me take the first one of the packet. It's a yellow one. It feels a little bit like bubble gum. I think it tastes like bubble gum, or if it is a bubble gum. Oh wow. Oh, that's very bubblegum-ish. That's really good. It's not bubblegum though, because you can like chew it and swallow it. But it's really good. I like it. Yay. 10 out of 10. Okay. Then there's this weird candy. It's a little bleh. Kyoshin. Is written on it, and there's like a little cherry, and there's like some, it's like some pink little squares. Let me open it. Ooh, so fancy. Oh, there's like a little toothpick. That's really cute. Oh my god. There's like a tiny little toothpick. Let me use my little toothpick to pick out one of those squares. I'm gonna be honest. It doesn't really taste like anything. Oh! There it is. There the taste is. It tastes like cherries. It's pretty sweet. It has the consistency of like Starburst, where it's like maybe a little bit bouncier than Starburst. Like when you can chew it. But it's not bubblegum. That's really good. I like it. I feel like I say this for every single candy, but you know. Not my fault I like everything, and I'm not a picky eater. Jesus. Let's try to put this back in. Okay. Okay, next candy. Ooh. This looks like a gum. I'm not gonna eat gum, because... Yeah. I need to eat other things. I'm gonna save this for later. Next candy. We only have 3 candy left. Is this little guy. It's really cute. It has like little teddy bears that have like jobs. Like there's this nurse teddy bear, this doctor teddy bear, this like baker. It looks really cute. I said teddy bear, but it's like a koala, I guess. It has no English writing on it, so I don't know. Okay, let's open it. Ew. The teddy bears are really big. They're like really fat. Oh, it tastes like, it smells like chocolate. Ah, I like it. Oh, it's really cute. Little koala bears there. And it's like a little koala bear with its mommy. It's really cute. Okay, let's taste it. It's filled with chocolate inside. That's so good. Oh my gosh, I love it. Japanese children are so lucky to have this. Oh my gosh. That is incredible. That is incredible. Okay. Let's go to the next candy. Well, it's not a candy. This is like more of a snack. It looks like animal crackers. But the names of the animals are written on it. Like ox, Mr. Duck, leopard, things like that. It looks good. Yeah, let's open it. The crackers are very flat. I got tiger over here. It doesn't really smell like anything. It feels like it's salted. Let's give it a taste. Yeah, I mean... That's really good. At first, it didn't really taste like anything. But I don't know. It tastes a little bit cake-like. What is a macaw? The fuck is a macaw? Is it like a guinea pig? It looks like a guinea pig. What the heck? Yes, okay. That tastes very eggy. That's what it tastes like. It tastes very eggy. And I can see on the package there's like a little chick, like a chick. So I'm guessing it's like made from eggs. Because it tastes very eggy. Okay, so the last one that I got in the box is this little crazy. It's a box. And it looks like, from the package, it looks a lot like it's, you know, Starburst kind of things. But you can build stuff with it, like animals. You can, like, construct an animal with it. So, like, it looks really interesting. It looks like I can see grape flavor and soda flavor, I think. Okay. Oh, there's instructions on the back. Okay. That's interesting. It tells you, like, you can mix and match the flavors of the little paste so that it forms other flavors. That's really interesting. If you're really creative, I feel like you could make things with it and, like, be really proud and, like, eat it. I guess. Okay. Let's open it. It's all wrapped in a plastic thing. Let's open the plastic. It's a double wrap. That smells like through the plastic. That smells really good. Okay, so we have a blue little paste, a pink paste, a yellow paste, and a white. Oh, and also a black paste. Okay, we have little sprinkles and stars and stuff. It's all pretty. And we also have a little stick. Okay, so let me get out. Let's try the blue. Oh, I don't know what that smells like. It smells good, but it's not something I've really... It smells a little bit like bubblegum, I guess. But it's not like totally bubblegum. Let's press it. Okay, because we have like little molds, kind of. And like, there's... It's kind of hard to explain. But there's like little molds of stuff. And you can actually mold, like put your paste in it and mold it to have what you want. I'm going to mold it into the snowman. Is it snowman? It looks like... Yeah, it looks like a snowman. Okay. Let's mold it into the snowman. It's kind of difficult. Can I do it? Please. Aw, that's so cute. It makes a little teeny tiny snowman. That's very cute. Okay, let's take a bite. Because I'm guessing this is edible. That's not something I've really tasted in my life. Oh, that's so flavorful. That's so good. I like that. I like that a lot. And I feel like I'm gonna have tons of fun with this kit. Like, I can make things into animals and stuff. I like this. I really like... So this is the end of it. And I really liked everything I got in this box. Like, I didn't dislike a single thing, except maybe for, like, the jerky. Like, I didn't dislike it. I liked it. But I'm not gonna eat, like, 10,000 of them, you know? But, thank you guys for coming along with me on this journey for Japanese candy. And I hope you enjoyed my ramblings about food, because I'm way too passionate about food. But yeah, I'll see you guys later. Mwah.